Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, we're 1,200 feet above the wreckage of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
Thermal images like this one are a force multiplier.
Why the search for the missing is so difficult.
Oh, wow, so that's a vehicle.
And on the water, what it will take to reopen the vital port.
It's going to be an enormous amount of work.
Plus, we're learning new details about the construction crew's final moments as the city honors the victims.
Let us join together in a moment of silence.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with the salvage operation underway in Baltimore as federal investigators start piercing together what may have caused that massive cargo ship to lose power before its catastrophic collision with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Hazardous conditions from broken and twisted pieces of the bridge is forcing divers to pause their efforts to find construction workers who are missing. What became clear is the sheer magnitude of the work that lies ahead, not just to find the victims and clear the port, but to get one of America's busiest ports up and running again. Late this afternoon, the Biden administration approved $60 million in emergency funding to help cover the initial costs of debris removal. Governor Wes Moore warned residents of the long road ahead when it comes to rebuilding the bridge and returning the port to what it was. The NTSB says the investigation itself could take up to 2 years. CBS's Chris Van Cleve will start us off tonight with a firsthand look at the devastation.
From the water, the scope of the accident is enormous. The cargo ship Dolly is almost as long as the Chrysler Building in New York City is tall. The wreckage sits where it fell early Tuesday morning, blocking access to one of the nation's busiest ports. We're surveying the damage with the commander of the Army Corps of Engineers.
The president called me yesterday and we spoke for a few minutes, and he made it clear this was the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' number one priority.
Will this be an around-the-clock effort?
We're going to go 24/7.
That sounds like a massive effort.
It is a massive effort.
General Scott Spellman's team will work with crews from the Navy and Coast Guard to begin the salvage efforts to clear the waterway and allow divers to recover the remaining four bodies believed to be trapped beneath the rubble.
It's not just all this debris that you can see in this massive cargo ship. It's also everything that's sunk to the bottom. Tons of debris that's 50 feet down. It all has to come off the floor before this channel and the Port of Baltimore can reopen.
Already, there is a traffic jam of cargo ships unable to get in or out of the Port of Baltimore, plus two cruise ships that won't be able to return to the Charm City port that employs 8,000 people.
This is a core economic engine for our state, and we have to make sure that our workers are protected.
New video shows traffic early Tuesday morning on the Francis Scott Key Bridge and that construction crew filling potholes moments before the dolly slammed into it. And now, our first look on board the giant vessel as NTSB investigators work to gather evidence and continue interviews with the ship's 21-person crew. The Dolly's voice data recorder shows about 90 seconds after the first sign of trouble, the onboard pilot called for help, asking nearby tugboats to respond. Less than a minute later, the mayday call. Then, the devastating collision. The damage on board is extensive. Part of the bridge came down on the bow, leaving a deep gash. Cargo containers with hazardous material sit sheared open.
When you get out here on the water and you look at that, you really get a sense for the massive effort that we're dealing with.
And that effort requires clearing a 700-foot-wide channel to get the port back open. The Navy is bringing in the largest floating crane on the East Coast. It'll be here tonight. It can lift up to 1,000 tons, but they think that piece of bridge laying on the ship weighs three or four times that, Nora.
Wow. Chris Van Cleve, thank you. Tonight, we're learning more about the final moments of the construction workers who plummeted into the river. A co-worker tells CBS News the crew had finished their work when the ship hit. They were in their cars on a break, waiting for the concrete to dry before leaving and reopening the lane. And that's when the bridge collapsed. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports tonight on the search for their bodies.
Baltimore County police survey the wreckage from 1,200 feet.
Nothing prepares you for a boat colliding into the bridge.
Even after you see it, and it's still just so surreal.
In the hours after the collapse, this thermal imaging technology was used to scour for victims.
That was our main focus that night around 4 a.m. When we first got here, was utilizing the thermal imaging just to try to locate anybody.
Transmitting real-time images like these to those on the ground.
Oh, wow, so that's a vehicle.
On Wednesday, Maryland State Police pulled the bodies of Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and Orlean Castillo Cabrera out of the river, but divers are unable to reach the four people still missing.
Because of the amount of concrete and debris, divers are no longer able to safely navigate or operate around that.
Tonight, we're learning more about the victims. The brother of minor Yasir Suazo Sandoval tells CBS News he wishes he could have stopped his brother from going to work. Moises Diaz was scheduled to fill potholes on the Key Bridge Tuesday, but his shift was changed. Every day we give thanks to God for life, Diaz tells us. He's grieving the loss of six fellow construction workers, men he calls brothers. I saw my friends as family members. And Diaz tells us the miraculous story of his friend Julio Cervantes, one of two rescued. He says Cervantes escaped his sinking truck by crawling out the window. He thought, I'm going to die here. Even though he can't swim, he survived. Diaz tells us Cervantes' chest was crushed during his escape. He's stable now, but even as he recovers physically, his friend says his trauma is his deepest pain, that he can't stop replaying the bridge collapse in his mind. Nora?
Oh, it's a miracle he's alive. Nicole Skanga, thank you. Now to the downfall of disgraced cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried. The former tech billionaire and FTX founder was sentenced today to 25 years in prison for what prosecutors called one of the biggest financial frauds in American history. CBS's Errol Barnett has details from the courtroom.
The former king of crypto was dressed in a beige jail uniform in a Manhattan federal courtroom today, acknowledging a series of his own bad decisions. Sam Bankman-Fried learned his sentence of 25 years after telling the court, quote, I am sorry about what happened at every stage. Prosecutors argued the MIT graduate was motivated by greed, bilking unwitting customers out of more than $8 billion before the collapse of FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange he founded. Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed, saying the 32-year-old was remorseless. Sunil Kavuri was one of his victims.
I lost a huge amount of money when FTX collapsed.
And how much?
That, $2 million. Yeah. So, and that was for a family home and for my children's education, and that's overnight.
Bankman-Fried was once hailed as the future of finance, with an estimated net worth of $26 billion, and enlisting celebrities including quarterback Tom Brady,
I'm getting into crypto,
and basketball star Steph Curry,
I'm not an expert, and I don't need to be,
to promote his brand. Back in November, a jury unanimously found Bankman-Fried guilty of seven counts, including conspiracy, fraud, and money laundering. Michael Lewis wrote a book on the crypto star's rise and fall and has been in contact with him while detained. He says the man is hardwired for risk.
You put your hand on a hot stove and you don't know to take it off until it's burned to a crisp. He doesn't feel risk.
Now, there is no parole for federal crimes, but good behavior can reduce time served. Bankman-Fried's lawyers will appeal this sentence, and Judge Kaplan recommends he serve in a medium security prison in the Bay Area of Northern California, Nora. That's closer to Bankman-Fried's parents.
Harold Burnett, thank you so much. As Russia escalates its attacks on Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson today, telling him it is vital that Congress passes a new military aid package. In an exclusive interview with CBS's Charlie Daggett on the front lines, Zelensky said Ukraine desperately needs air defense missiles and artillery shells.
I increased the production of...
Amid the ruins of a bombed-out building in eastern Ukraine, President Zelensky seemed upbeat despite recent setbacks on the battlefield.
But one thing that strikes me is you're defiant still. You seem more frustrated than optimistic now.
No.
I got that wrong.
Yes.
You're still optimistic.
No. I'm normal. I'm optimistic because this is only one plan how to survive.
That plan for survival relies on U.S. support, which has helped keep Russian forces at bay in recent months.
It was very hard, but thank God our partners, including the U.S. and Europe, helped us with air defense missiles, so we lived through the winter.
I understand that, but Americans will think we have spent tens of billions of dollars supporting Ukraine.
It would not be right to say we just need another year or $1 billion. It doesn't work like that. Ammunition is coming to us, but its production takes place in the U.S., and the money stays in the U.S., and the taxes are staying in the U.S.
We joined him as he inspected vast, newly built underground bunkers just a few miles from the Russian border. They're also bracing for Russian retaliation after President Putin accused Ukraine of supporting the ISIS terror attack near Moscow last week. Allegations Zelensky dismissed as ridiculous.
But that doesn't stop Putin from attacking you anyway.
Yes, and that's what I want to tell you. For him, he doesn't care what the reason is for attacking us.
President Zelensky told us he believes the Russians are preparing to launch another offensive in May or June, Nora. Ideally, he's hoping for missile defense systems and more artillery before then.
Charlie Daggett, thank you so much. Back here in the U.S., a 22-year-old Illinois man was charged with murder today in connection with a stabbing rampage that left four people dead and seven others wounded. CBS's Sabrina Franza has more on what happened.
Rockford police say the deadly attack started around 1:15 p.m. on Wednesday.
And I have another call coming in for a possible stabbing.
According to authorities, the suspect, 22-year-old Christian Soto, had just smoked marijuana with his friend, Jacob Schubach. Soto claims it was laced and that he became paranoid and attacked Jacob and his mother, Ramona.
He said he retrieved a knife from the kitchen at Jacob's house and proceeded to stab Jacob and Ramona to death.
Soto then went on a rampage, police say, breaking into homes and attacking people at random. Seven people were injured and two more killed, including 15-year-old Jenna Newcomb and postal worker Jay Larson. Craig Garr saw him being attacked in his front yard and called the police.
He just kept stabbing the guy. You know, he had a little knife, a solid knife, and then he got in his truck. Revved it up, ran over the mailman.
Roughly 20 minutes later, a sheriff's deputy took Soto into custody. He's now facing multiple felony charges, including first-degree murder. Today, neighbors came together to mourn.
That love and compassion that we see here today, let's carry this out into the rest of our days here in Rockford, because we are better when we are together.
Soto appeared in court briefly today and is being held without bond. His next court date is next week. Nor, if convicted, he's facing 60 years for each murder.
Awful story, Sabrina Franza. Thank you. President Biden is in New York tonight with two high-powered friends, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, for a star-studded campaign event. For $100,000, you can take a picture with the current and former presidents. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports on what could be the biggest fundraiser in presidential campaign history.
In New York City tonight, a parade of presidents, headlining an event at Radio City Music Hall that raked in $25 million for Joe Biden's reelection campaign. It's a record for a political fundraiser, bolstering Biden's significant cash advantage, even as he lags behind Donald Trump in the polls.
Kamala and I desperately need your help because, look, there's only about six or seven states who are going to determine the outcome of this election.
The Biden campaign has $71 million in the bank, compared to the Trump campaign's nearly $34 million. Trump's legal troubles have been draining resources. A super PAC supporting him spent $8.5 million on legal fees so far this year, including $5.5 million last month.
A crooked judge shouldn't say, we're going to have you post a bond and take all of that money that I could be spending on a campaign.
Sarah Briner is a campaign finance expert.
In a race this close, can money move the needle?
Money can definitely move needles in close races. And it's by getting just the smallest fraction of people to think about the race in the way you want them to think about it.
Trump also tried to cash in on the Democrats' fundraising event today, asking for donations to help defeat the Biden-Obama-Clinton cartel. He was in New York today, attending the wake of a fallen NYPD police officer.
Trump stands to benefit financially from his social media company, Truth Social, going public this week. But that has raised concerns about potential conflicts of interest if he's elected president. Nora?
Caitlin Huey Burns, thank you very much. New video of that horrific school bus accident in Texas, a startling omission from the driver of the truck that hit it, is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New details tonight in that school bus crash in Texas last week that killed two people, including a five-year-old. Newly released video from inside the bus shows a concrete truck crossing the double yellow line into its path, causing the bus to swerve and then roll. Court documents show the truck driver admitted he only got 3 hours of sleep the night before, and he took cocaine the morning of the crash. The bus was packed with preschoolers on a trip to the zoo. Still to come, March Madness continues on and off the court tonight as teams and fans dream of advancing to the Elite Eight. That's next. The Sweet 16 is all set for this year's men's and women's college basketball tournaments. The first men's game will tip off in Los Angeles right here on CBS. And CBS's Carter Evans has a preview.
Quick spin, Harrison.
It's not just the excitement that makes for March Madness. It's the drama of hitting rock bottom or achieving the seemingly impossible.
No good! And Oakland with a March memory of a lifetime!
This year, most of the star power is in the women's tournament.
Comes and
still in the Sweet 16, Iowa's Caitlin Clark, LSU's Angel Reese, UConn's Paige Beckers, and the entire undefeated South Carolina team.
They're great shooters. They're great personalities. Really, the women's game, all they needed was a bigger platform. And finally, television networks have given them bigger platforms.
Viewership in the women's tournament has more than doubled since last year. For the men, more than 9 million viewers in the first two rounds, a record, and it's probably a safe bet that many who are watching are also wagering. According to the American Gaming Association, close to $3 billion will be legally bet on this year's tournaments, nearly twice the amount wagered on this year's Super Bowl. But the biggest reason to tune in...
For me, it's the moment. It's who's going to be willing to take the big shot. And then if they do succeed, that just gives me goosebumps.
Now, just to give you an idea of how popular Caitlin Clark is, you can still get a ticket for tonight's men's game in Los Angeles for about $30, but the cheapest seat available for Saturday's matchup between Clark's Hawkeyes and Colorado is almost quadruple that, and floor seats were selling for as much as $1,300 each. Nora?
Women's basketball on fire. Carter Evans, thank you so much. Heart of America is next with an opening day tribute to the victims and heroes of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Sports have long been a source of hope and joy during national tragedies. And today's opening day was an example of just that. The Baltimore Orioles held a moment of silence to honor the victims of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse and the brave first responders who saved lives. Baltimore's Morgan State University Choir sang the national anthem in front of a sellout crowd, lending their voices to an Orioles tradition. Beautiful. Well, the giant American flag in center field is a replica of the one that flew over Baltimore's Fort McHenry in the War of 1812 when Francis Scott Key wrote the poem that would become the Star-Spangled Banner. Baltimore and its first responders, they are tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.